Good morning, we're continuing Chiyadam Hilchos Shabbos, Klal Gimel, and we learned the lachas about the case where the non-Jew is bringing mail for the Jew on Shabbos. Sending mail is a problem. What about receiving mail? What are the lachas of receiving mail? So there could be obviously a scenario where a person has mail coming in as one type of situation. And other situations where a person is getting a delivery. Especially with the special delivery where the person has to interface with the mail carrier or the delivery person. What are the halachos in that situation? So, in case where a non-Jew brings the mail and knocks the door and wants to deliver the mail, preferably the person should tell the non-Jew to put it down. The reason why they're concerned about that is in a scenario where there's a potential halach of hitzah involved. Maybe the non-Jew is the Jew takes it. The Jew is completing the act of mitzvah. In the case where it comes with inside of the eruv, really that should not be a problem. It seems to me that would not be a problem. How far the minhag extends in that situation, I'm not sure. Sometimes a person receives something which they have to sign for, so the Jew is not allowed to sign for it. Obviously, he can tell the non-Jew that he's not allowed to sign. Many times. The delivery person will sign. Is that a problem? You're sort of asking the non-Jew to do the malacha. The answer is that's not a problem because the non-Jew is not doing the malacha for you. The signing is not for you, it's for him. He needs to have the record, etc. The letter is closed and you would like the non-Jew to open the letter for you. So are you allowed to ask the delivery person to open the letter for you so you can see what it says inside? So in a case where our letters come, which they are in an envelope, which is not part of the letter itself, there used to be some types of letters similar to what was known as an areogram, where you would write the letter on a piece of paper, and then you would fold the piece of paper itself into it, and that would become the envelope. You would mail it as such. So over there, the psicha is making the item usable, so it's considered derech tikkun. But in a scenario where a person is opening up the envelope and then going to discard the envelope, he just wants the contents, according to many pesukim, that's considered derech kilkul, and therefore it's only derabanan. So in the case of necessity, you could ask the non-Jew to do it for you. The mir la'akum on a derabanan is mutter malkum hafsid. In a scenario where that you have a concern where he's actually opening it in a way that it will be useful, as you cannot ask the non-Jew to do it, but Mishnah Berurah says you can tell the non-Jew that you're not allowed to open it, and if he on his own volition decides to open it, that's not going to be a problem. Now, this discussion, this ahead that we were just saying, is debatable. There's a big, strong debate on that issue. Now, there's another issue, an item which came from outside of the tchum, on beginning of Shabbos, it was outside of the tchum of the city, and now it's been brought in. So, is that muktzah in that situation? And number one, and number two, are you allowed to use it? A case where a non-Jew did malacha for the benefit of the Jew. So, Chazal said the item is usher to use. Because once Chazal said the item is usher to use, the item becomes muksa. Coming mitzvus to tchum is the exception. Even though Chazal said the item is usher to use, they did not put the isser of tiltal on the item. So it's usher to use, but it's not usher to move. So a person can move it to where they need to move it. Are there any scenarios where you are allowed to not only move it, but actually use it? Yeah, there is. Since him in Tav Kuf Tes Vav, it says a case where somebody else sent you something. So in that situation, you're allowed to benefit from that email came through the Tum. You're allowed to benefit from it. Because the reason why Chazal asked this issue of using the item is because there you might ask the non-Jew to do it for you, here somebody else sent it, you didn't send it, so you wouldn't be asking this non-Jew to do something for you. You cannot move it. So an item which is beyond the tchum has a limitation where it's allowed to move. If it's within the house, you're allowed to move within the whole house. If you're inside of an Erev, you're allowed to move within the Erev. If there's no Erev, so on Shabbos, you have an issue of moving it anyway, but at Yom Tov, with normally carrying his mutter on Yom Tov, would not be mutter to move this item beyond its talad amis. But once it's inside of the house, you're allowed to move it throughout the whole house. There's no problem with tchum. If you live in an area which has an Erev, you're allowed to carry it throughout the Erev, both on Shabbos and Yom Tov. So you're allowed to move it. So in the case of a scenario, a person orders something to come, so it's coming for you. So you cannot benefit from it. If somebody else sends you a gift, that situation, you'll be allowed to benefit from it as well. You're allowed to eat it, use it, etc. If the item which is coming is something which itself is muksa, obviously, so it's a check or it's something of that sort, then you have a problem. Insert it to muksa. You cannot move the item because the item is muksa. But they're talking about over here a scenario where the item itself is especially usable. But is there a concern because of this issue of having a delivery on Shabbos? The last question, which we need to clarify, which is opening up the packages. Are you allowed to open the package to get the contents? And what ways is that going to be mutter? So that we'll talk about a discussion about opening packages. We'll discuss that. The Jew himself opening the package, when is that mutter, when is not mutter? Have a good day.